We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk, going to get into the Jay Johnson sound right away. He spoke for over 20 minutes after their win over Oregon State. In-studio producer Charlie Long, nice enough to cut it up for us. We're going to get into the first half right now. Here's what Jay Johnson had to say after the game.
Yeah, Jay, this weekend in every phase of the game, was it one of your more complete weekends? Hitting, starting pitching, relief pitching, fielding, was it one of the more complete weekends you've had this year?
Yeah, I think it was very complete baseball. I think it was complimentary baseball. I remember the first game of the season, you know, Paul went out and threw a shutout. We played errorless defense and hit a few homers and moved the ball with runners in scoring position and talked about being a good model. And sometimes we've done two of the three well. And usually when we've done two of the three well, we win because we have really good players that have a good plan. But I feel good about how we executed and played complimentary baseball this weekend.
Jay, obviously the news just broke about Wes Johnson. Does he plan on staying for
yes.
the rest of the season?
Yeah, he's locked in. This has been done for like 5 days. So, I think the preparation and the execution of the pitching staff this weekend speaks for itself. And, it's just a new time in college athletics. So I would just... we were having a meeting tomorrow morning. I was going to tell him tomorrow morning, but obviously you don't get to that point. But I love him like a brother. I mean, I can't imagine only spending 11 months with somebody and connecting the way that we have. And, we're going to get a great pitching coach. Like, I'm not even worried about that or dialing any of that stuff in. I love working with him. And he's made a big impact on our guys, and it's been great. But, it is what it is, and I don't have any reason to worry about how we're going to roll going forward.
Over the last couple of weeks, the pitching staff has, gradually improved. I mean, is that just sort of a testament to how this team has sort of grown with Wes and, really taking his advice lately?
Yeah, I think sometimes what gets lost in this environment, meaning the SEC or the top of college baseball, like look back at our schedule, and I would add Oregon State to that this weekend, and then the SEC tournament, and there's 8 regional hosts from our conference this year. I think we played 6 of the 8. And so you're going to get hit in the mouth a little bit. What I always have had confidence in is we've kind of always rallied back. I lost a 9-run lead to Mississippi State and then went out and pitched 3 really good games in a row after that. And sometimes that gets lost. But this is also a development-based business, and sometimes guys develop at different times. Griffin Herring probably wasn't ready to do what he did today in March, but he developed over the course of time. And because we had gotten him in some of those situations, he was totally in control of himself out there. And those are all over the team. I mean, just a couple of, Hayden, the guy's been hurt like nonstop for the last 2 years, but he just stayed with it. And while he wasn't in the lineup and Brady and Alex were playing, he just kept getting better. And now he was ready for his time. That's just part of the curtain that doesn't get pulled back for everybody outside of us. But we see it, and it gives you confidence in guys, in settings like this. And so, yeah, they've developed in a great way.
Right next time, Coach.
Jay, you've talked a good bit about Josh Pearson recently because of the way that he's played. When he did get his shot here, what do you think allowed him to play well down the stretch?
He controls his heartbeat. He's a good hitter. I mean, he has a good short swing. He manages his zone really well. And, if you asked him, he kind of got outplayed a little bit going into the season by a number of good players on this team. And this was a competitive, it's obvious, it's the best offense in the country. So it's hard to get in that lineup. But he kept working. It's kind of the same as Hayden. Stayed positive. And I had a meeting with him right before we started conference play and said, hey, I'm going to play you tomorrow just because I trust you. And he was really big in that series win at Texas A&M. And then played well against Arkansas and played well against Tennessee and then cooled off and somebody heated up. And it just comes down to I trust him to take championship level at bats and to do the things that these guys articulated already. He just brings a lot in that regard.
Over here to your left, Jay.
Jay, throughout all the delays these past few days with the weather and just all these different things that have come up, what do you say the one thing is you're teaching these boys that's important when things like that do happen?
You know, I mean, they would talk about controlling what you could control, and you hear us talk about preparation a lot, overcoming, you know, challenges. You know, kind of a saying I have with them is there's no problems, there's only challenges, and that's all mindset. And, you know, we're going to be a no-drama program. Tell us when to play. If there's lightning within 8 miles, I guess that means you can't play. So let us know when we can get back out there and be prepared. I was really proud of them for how locked in we were when we restarted the game yesterday. I was proud of them for showing up ready to play, even though we didn't play on Saturday. And I think that's just maturity. And as it should be, you know, we have old players. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, were in a very tightly contested regional last year. And they use that experience to their benefit this weekend.
Back right here, Coach.
Jay, obviously, you know, it feels good to be able to win right here, be able to win, you know, your regional. But how much are you emphasizing to your guys? Like, yes, we're going to celebrate today, but we have bigger things that we're looking forward to, especially making it to Omaha.
Yeah, I think the best thing that happened was, as I said earlier in my opening statement, the preparation for this weekend was elite. And so they have a blueprint. And so I want them to enjoy this. I think if you don't for a minute, you kind of forget about why are you actually doing this. And then they'll have a very structured plan, starting with our meeting later tomorrow morning, of how we're going to attack next weekend. And I have no concern whatsoever of them being ready to play next weekend.
Back left, Coach.
Coach, you've obviously broke this down backwards and forwards in terms of your approach and how you were going to pitch it. I just wanted your thoughts now after that you won the three games to start Skeens first and then Thatcher to team up with Ty and then the job your guys did today along with those rain delays that kind of challenged you there.
Yeah, this is always one of my favorite weeks of the year, and I love the preparation part of it. Once we got the bracket, we started looking at each team and maybe where the potential trouble spots, problems might arise. You know, it's postseason baseball. I think going with Paul, I'm guessing is the nature of the question is, I thought it would help our team settle into the postseason. And then the weather thing, that was a real deal. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that was all the decision, but it was certainly part of the decision. I remember in 2016, my team won a regional at Louisiana Lafayette, and then we bus straight to Mississippi State for the super regional, and that was on Tuesday, and LSU's regional was still being played on Tuesday. So knowing that there was some weather, the potential that he could possibly pitch twice if that was needed, if the pitch count was low in one of those situations. And then I don't think anybody gives Ty Floyd enough credit. The guy's undefeated. That means he has not lost a game. I'm not a genius, but I think it's good when you can pitch guys that haven't lost a game.
Right here in the front, Coach.
Riley Cooper has been pitching for you for a while now. If you could go back to his freshman year, which I know he pitched in a lot of high leverage situations for you at Arizona, what did you identify with him that made you trust him so quickly, and how has he grown?
Yeah, trust is the key word. First off, go back and look up at his high school statistics. He was like 30-1 or something like that. And in high school baseball in Fresno, California is really good. Like, this is not – he was a winner. That was the first thing. We recruited him at Arizona because he was a winner. And then he pitched in some big spots as a freshman. And, you know, I'll never forget this. Opening game, so part of back to the pitching strategy in 2021 as a freshman – we pitched our ace, Chase Silseth, who's already in the major leagues, and he gave up like four fast. I mean, we were down 4-0 in game one of a home regional as a host and national seed, and they were a little bit left-handed, so we rolled them out there and allowed our team to come back. And, I mean, it was a really solid performance. And then the very next weekend against Ole Miss in game one of a super regional, major league pitcher gives up three in the first inning. We come back and kind of tie it up, and then we go right to him again, and he shuts Ole Miss down. And, you know, helps us get to Omaha, and then goes to Omaha, and we're playing in front of 26,000 people against Vanderbilt, and you're rolling them out there, and I mean, the heartbeat's slow, and he just executes. I mean, he pitched in two games in the NCAA tournament last year. There's never been a question about whether he can do it or not, and I mean, he's had some of the most important pitching performances of the 2 years that we've been here, and he's just a winner. And sometimes it's not about the velocity of the fastball. It's not about the metrics. It's about who's a winner, you know, and Riley Cooper's a winner, and we're at winning time right now. So, you know, that's why he was chosen today, and the fact that we thought specifically after watching the game last night that he would match up well with Oregon State.
That's LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson after the Tigers' victory today over Oregon State, sending the Bayou Bengals into the Super Regional. I know what really stood out to you in that press conference right there, Bobby.
Well, before I get to that, but his last statement by Coach Johnson is like, Riley Cooper's a winner. And you know what? I like winners. How can you go against a winner? I mean, listen, any fan that's going to challenge Coach Johnson – come on, he forgot more baseball than you know. Listen, I know as much baseball as you know. You think we know more baseball than Coach Johnson and we're not going to trust him? Come on. Come on. Now, you might not always agree, and he's not like, I don't know, he's not a messiah where everything he's going to, decision he makes goes right, but he plays to percentages and the task at hand and what's going to come about. So that's why we got to slow our roll and understand how important it was for LSU to be in the winner's bracket.
And imagine he saved Skeens, then Skeens ended up pitching just three innings and there's a weather delay. So yep. You ended up getting a nine-inning complete game performance
with,
out of him.
With Ty Floyd, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I don't know if he can – he's a meteorologist and
he's got better weather updates than we did for Saturday's game.
But nobody look at all that kind of stuff and what's going to come about. So we got the right skipper at the helm, like Skip Bertman, because we always look at that. And we just got to trust him. Now, I still think whether it's Kentucky or Indiana, you got to get to Omaha and come out on top. Listen, I know we got the right leader. And what I like also is that, and all the Houdat Nation Saints fans will appreciate this, and the NFL maybe needs to do this more, because the fans will call sometimes in the point after in the post game. Well, they answer the question, what the hell's the question? I can't hear the question. So all the Saints organization, all NFL teams, when you're doing a post game press conference, can you please have someone, I don't know, with a boom mic or you pass around the mic so the fans can hear the question and then you hear the response instead of like, and then the player talks or the coach talks about.
Who's he talking about?
Yeah, well, what is he talking about? They always ask me, what is the player or the coach commenting on? I don't know what the question is. So I got to cipher or figure it out. I guess that's what they're talking about. How about this day and age? Come on. We got artificial intelligence, AI. We're all worried about that. We can't hear the damn question if you're a fan in a post-game interview. Come on, Saints. Come on, NFL. LSU's doing it right. Then all those questions come in loud and clear.
Crystal.
And then you can hear the answers. Come on. How can we not have that going forward? So that's the one thing I expect every post-game in the Saints or in the NFL. A game that we'll hear the question and the answer so the fans can respond whether they like it or they don't.
With more Q&A coming up after the break here on WWL, get more of Jay Johnson, LSU baseball coach, here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.